I'm Alex, and welcome to Coffee with Pixie Dust. And today we are going to talk about procrastination, why we do it, and how to fix it if we don't want to. Now, question for you, are you a procrastinator? A lot of people tend to be, but then there are those who definitely are not. It's like their nemesis to procrastinate. They like to get things done. My husband is one of those. He likes to be able to know what he's doing, when he's doing, and get it done. I, on the other hand, am a last minute person. I love last minute. I thrive on it. Some of my best work comes when I procrastinate. But, you know, a lot of people don't really enjoy procrastinating. It stresses them up. It spikes their anxiety. So let's talk about all of this. But before we do, be sure to subscribe and turn on your notifications so you don't miss out on any of the upcoming episodes, which are going to be wondrous, wonderful. So, all right. So what exactly is procrastination? It is simply delaying to the last minute, postponing something until the very last minute, right before it is due. And we can do this both in our professional and our personal lives. You know, you have a big project, or school lives. If you're in college or high school or whatever, putting it off, you know, studying for that test at the very last minute. You have a big presentation at work and you know it's due in the next morning. So you just kind of put it off, think about it some more. And then it's the night before and you're scrambling to get your notes together. Maybe you even tend to get up early in the morning to get those notes together. I know in college, I was really bad about that. And I would pull all-nighters. That's how I started drinking coffee. And here I am all these years later, and it is still something that I tend to do. It is part of my personality. And there is actually a study that says that there are certain personality types that tend to be more on the procrastination side. What do you think? Is that one of you? Do you think you tend to procrastinate more? Let me know in the comments. Also, you can change it. There are things that you can do, okay? Because procrastination tends to lead to high levels of stress. And that really isn't healthy. We don't really want to always be living in high levels of stress. And there are times in life where you just cannot wait until the last minute. If other people are relying on you, you know, if you're at work and you're the team leader or the boss, you know, people can't wait for you to do your part at the end of the day, because they're counting on you to do whatever part they need to do. So how can we fix it? Why do we do it? Did you know that procrastination actually can be a form of anxiety because of fear that you might fail? So a lot of times what happens, especially when it's these big projects or promotion is on the line or something like that, that's really big, you tend to start overthinking perhaps. What if I get it wrong? What if I don't do it right? What if I let down the people that are counting on me? So you start to kind of work yourself up and you overthink it and your anxiety goes through the roof and you start to have this fear that you might fail, right? So you keep putting it off. You keep putting it off, and that comes from this inner fear that comes from a lack of confidence. So how can we fix it? Well, that's why you're here, right? We're working on that confidence, working to boost it, working to build it up. But in the meantime, are there things that you can do to stop procrastinating? Like I said, especially if people are counting on you. Well, the first thing that you can do when you have a big project that's due, or an event, or maybe you're public speaking, public speakers. This is, you know, I know a few public speakers that tend to wait to the last minute to get their stuff together because they're worried about what they're going to say. Maybe you have your own business and you want to start doing YouTube videos, so you procrastinate and procrastinate doing it because you're afraid that you're going to fail. You're afraid that you're going to say the wrong thing, so you keep putting it off. And it really is based on fear. If you are in school, right, and you have a big test, it's 50% of your grade, you're going to probably put that off because you're worried that you won't do it well, you won't pass. So you tend to not think about it. It's too stressful. And you're like, you know what, I'm gonna go for a walk. I'm gonna go play a round of golf. I'm gonna go play some tennis. I'm going to sit down and play some video games for a little while. And next thing you know, it's the night before and you don't have it done. So because of this fear, what can you do, right? What can you do in the now? Because working through fears is something that can take a little while to do. So what can we do in the now to fix this project that you have due in the next 24, 48 hours? Okay, the first thing that you're going to want to do is write out a to-do list. What do you need to do to make this happen? What needs to happen on your end to make sure that all the little boxes are checked off correctly? What do you need to do to make sure that you are preparing for your test or your speech? What are the things that need to get done? And write them all out, okay? Then you're going to prioritize this. And I like to kind of call this step more like a brain dump than a to-do list, because if you try to write it out as a list, you might forget steps. You might forget things that you need to do. So what you want to do is you want to grab a paper and you want to just write everything that you need to do. There needs to be no rhyme, no reason to it. Just write it out. I need to make this many calls. I need to talk to so-and-so. I need to prepare my presentation. I like the visual part of it. I need to take notes on this book or this video to make sure I mention it. I need to make sure I run this by so-and-so. So just dump it all out. Write it on a paper. I need to go get my textbook, right? Sticking to the school example. And just make sure you get it all out, okay? So it's gonna take a few minutes and don't even think about it. Just write, okay? The second step is that now you're going to prioritize those tasks. What are the things that you absolutely have to get done? What are the things that you need to get done, you know, between now and then? And what are the things that you just want to do, but, you know, might be a little bit extra, might not be exactly what you need to get done? Organize, now take all those thoughts and put them under those three columns. Okay, and that is going to give you a clear picture. Then to that, you want to add time limits, okay? I have 2 days to get this book read. I have 2 days to make this phone call. I need to call so-and-so before lunch today. And write out what times they need to get done so you have a clearer idea of how to move forward, okay? So that's the second type. Also, there are so many apps available to you right now to help you with reminders, to help you with organizing things, to help you with like Grammarly, to help you with grammar, if that's maybe what you're afraid of. You know, there are so many things out there available to us now. So use them. Don't be afraid to go out there. Ask someone, hey, what advice do you have? I'm not really good at writing. What apps are there out there that I can use? Hey, would you prefer, you know, using your notes on your phone or Evernote or Trello? What works really well to organize your presentations? And then you try them, okay? Use those up, okay? And the third thing that you're going to do, which is a little bit longer, is actually to work on your mindset. Start saying positive things to yourself. I got this. I'm up for this promotion because I'm good at my job. I am the team leader because I have been able to accomplish this much in this amount of time, and my boss is really happy about that. So obviously, I can go forward. Hey, I'm the top of my class. I've aced all my other exams. No reason I'm going to fail this one. Hey, whatever it is, okay? So just write out two or three positive statements about what you're doing and repeat them to yourself, okay? Now, remember, it is okay to make mistakes. It is okay. Human beings make mistakes, and actually that is how we learn, okay? The only time you don't learn anything is when you don't fail. I know I just heard that, and I want to say it has to do with the SpaceX explosion and Elon Musk said it. But I just heard and I remember repeating it to my kid. But that is true. You're going to fail. Bad things are going to happen. But the only thing, or is it the only time you don't learn is when you don't even try, okay? So most of the time things will go right, but every once in a while they won't. And that is okay, because that is what is going to keep you moving forward and at your best and learning, okay? So don't be afraid to make mistakes, okay? And also, I want to also remind you, procrastinating is not the same as being lazy. Procrastinating simply means you keep putting it off because you have anxiety or fear about something. Being lazy means that you have absolutely no desire to do anything, so you're not going to. You're going to sit on your couch and binge watch something And that's that. Okay, that's lazy. That is not the same as procrastination. Procrastination just means you're putting it off, but you know that you are going to get it done. Okay? When you are ready to get started, and I did forget to say this, you have to kind of get out of that mindset of I can't do it. And one way to reset your thoughts is to start counting backwards. So just stop what you're doing and count 10, 9, 8, and go slow, breathe deeply, reset your thoughts, and that's going to stop you. Now, why do you say backwards? Because when you count backwards, that's out of the norm, right? That's not something that someone's expecting you to do. It's not something that you expect yourself or your brain expects you to do. We usually count forwards. So when you count backwards, it makes your brain stop. It helps you to refocus your thoughts and it helps you to move forward into what you need to do. Now, I know you feel anxious approaching these things, but you're going to feel so much better when you're done with them, okay? And you're going to have more time to do the things that you actually want to do. So get out there and do them, face your fears, and know that you're not alone. A lot of us procrastinate all the time. And it is not a bad thing. It can be part of your character, part of your personality, but there are times that you need to know when and when not to do it and how to get past it. And these three steps will help you. Now, I also wrote a blog post on procrastination, which has some additional information, and I will link it in the description so you can read that as well. And I hope that that helps you at least to understand what procrastination is, and that you realize that you are not being lazy at all. In fact, that there's a reason for it. Procrastination comes from a fear of failure, and we have that because we want to do well in lives. We want to succeed. We want to move forward. We don't want to feel that we are failing. So we tend to put off those things that scare us. So how can we work on that? Positive mindset, building our confidence, admitting that things worry us or scare us, and taking the necessary steps to move forward. Now, if you need help with that, you know that if you listen in, I offer you a free coaching session, completely free, no strings attached. And we can talk about what is it that is causing you fear, causing you to procrastinate at work or at home or at school, or maybe in your relationships. Maybe you're ready to take that next step, but you're worried about what's going to happen. So you've been putting that off too. I mean, procrastination can creep up on you. Maybe you want to take a trip around the world or to some other country, but you worry about, you know, what it's going to be like. So you've been putting it off. Maybe you worry about moving because you're comfortable in your little area and you don't want to move forward. It's a fear, okay? And there is absolutely nothing wrong with any of that. It is simply accepting why you're putting things off and then moving forward. So don't be afraid to try new things. Never be afraid to fail, because that's going to make you stronger and wiser, and that is truth. And if you need help, the link for the free coaching session. It's a free coaching session, guys. Come on, free. 45 minutes, uninterrupted time. We identify one thing that is keeping you, that is holding you back, and we come up with a plan to get you moving forward, okay? So the link to that is in the bottom, and I hope that I will see you next week for more building your confidence. And as always, you bring the coffee, I'll bring the pixie dust, and I'll see you next week. Bye.